AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
I have declared a state of emergency at the request of Baltimore City.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has also activated the National Guard to help authorities in Baltimore deal with widespread rioting and looting.
This is lawless gangs of thugs roaming the streets, causing damage to property and injuring innocent people, and we're not going to tolerate that.
The National Guard will be deployed in collaboration and cooperation with the Baltimore City Police Department. There are several ways that they can be used, and we will determine that.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has also imposed a week-long 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, but it doesn't take effect until tomorrow night. Baltimore was plunged into chaos a few hours after the funeral of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old black man who died of a spinal injury in police custody.
United in grief and anger, those who filled the pews of New Shiloh Baptist Church listened to the attorney for the Gray family, Billy Murphy, call for justice.
This is our moment to show who we really, really are. This is our moment to get at truth.
The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant gave the eulogy, holding up Freddie Gray's death as another product of a broken justice system.
I don't know how you can be black in America and be silent.
The 25-year-old died of an unexplained spinal injury while in police custody, prompting a week of marches and rallies as the investigation continues. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Few people paid attention tonight to members of the clergy who marched in Baltimore calling for calm, but Pastor Dante Hickman says the clergy wants residents to know they care.
While on one hand we want justice, but we also want it to happen with peaceable measures. And so we are going out into the community to speak with the young people, to tell them we hear them, that we're here for them.
This is AP Radio News. People are spending another chilly night outside the Supreme Court, hoping to hear arguments tomorrow on same-sex marriage.
Lawn chairs and sleeping bags line the street in front of the Supreme Court and wind around the corner. People have been waiting for days, hoping to have a seat inside the courtroom when the High Court hears arguments on whether same-sex marriage should be the law of the land. Wyatt Four got here Friday from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
We're pretty well prepared. I mean, we've got a tarp. We had to sleep through a rainy night one night, so we made a little tarp to protect ourselves from the rain.
The court will hear 2.5 hours of arguments on whether the 14 states that now ban gay marriage have to join the other states in making same-sex marriage legal. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Opening arguments began today in Centennial, Colorado, where James Holmes is on trial for killing 12 theatergoers in 2012 and injuring 70 others. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.